שלום, אנחנו לומדים את חיבור, נושא השיעור שלנו, חיבור העולם בדור האחרון.
We are moving on to the next topic, connecting the world in the last generation, excerpt number 24, Bala Sulam, the writings of the last generation. Clearly, the motto, each will receive according to his needs and work according to his ability, is absolute altruism. When this is applied, the majority of the public, or all of it, will be armed with the measure, let mine be yours. Hence, to tell which are the elements that can bring the public to this desire. Today's elements, namely the hatred of the capitalism and all sorts of animosities extending from it, will only bring man to the opposite. It will instill the measure of let mine be mine and let yours be yours, and people, which is Sadamite rule, the opposite of love of others.
So here's the question, really. How do we come to this spiritual force? Mine is yours and yours is yours. The opposite of the quality of mine is mine and yours is yours. This is Sodomite rule. So how do we come to a state where mine becomes yours too, meaning everything in bestowal? This is the question. Please read it again. So again, excerpt number 24. Clearly, the motto, each will receive according to his needs and work according to his ability.
The way we think that it's supposed to be now. Friends, we have already come to this. Just see what's going on in the world. The world is simply being detached by the upper force, by the coronavirus, by whatever, you name it, but detaches from everything that it had before, that it built an empire for its ego, that the more a person, the more egoistic he is, the more sophisticated he can become in this world, everything's open to you. Now, it's all disconnected. It stopped working. So everyone will get according to their needs and work according to their ability. And at what pace will we reach this? This is unknown. It's up to us. It depends on our dissemination, but this is what's going to happen. Neve?
Clearly, the motto, each will receive according to his needs and work according to his ability, is absolute altruism. When this is applied, the majority of the public, or all of it, will be armed with the measure, let mine be yours. Hence, do tell which are the elements that can bring the public to this desire. Today's elements, namely the hatred of the capitalists and all sorts of animosities extending from it, will only bring man to the opposite. It will instill the measure of let mine be mine and let yours be yours in people, which is Sodomite rule, the opposite of love of others.
Meaning, how will we reach this state where mine is yours and yours is yours? We're not even in Sadamite rule, because Sadamite rule is mine, and yours is yours. And this is how we live, where each protects what he has, and also protects what the neighbor has for him to have it. I wish that today would be that way, all of mankind, but we're not. We're living according to the power of the fist. sheer force. So obviously we have to publicize the importance of reaching such a connection where each will work according to his power forces, but will receive according to his needs. How many children does he have? What kind of medicine does he take? And so on and so forth. So everyone has to accept it according to he works according to his abilities, but receives according to his needs. This is what we want for everyone to have. No more and no less.
Yes.
No further questions. There are. Mak VG2.
Good morning, Rav. To come to a state of mine is yours. I have to relate myself to the ten, meaning the ten becomes my new me.
Of course, how will you reach the force of bestowal if not through the ten? There's no other way. But the world won't. That's for us, but not for the world. The world, by discovering that it is in a grim situation, very dangerous, then, by being in such a situation, they will agree to do things, take actions that will lead them to connection. To enter a kind of a kolchos, a kind of a kibbutz. That I have no choice, but I'm getting what I need there, so great, I'm willing to give. Santiago. Turn off your lamp. Everyone should.
אתה שומע?
You hear us?
We can't hear him. We can't hear you. אני לא צריך שהוא ידבר.
אני רוצה שיחבר. I don't need for him to talk. I want him to turn it off. חברים, things have to be organized.
הוא יתנהג כמו שצריך.
For everyone to behave properly. And to make sure that he's not disturbing others.
תתחבר אליו ותספר לו מה שהוא צריך לעשות.
Connect him. Call him and explain what he has to do. Toronto 1.
Скажите, получается, что коронавирус как раз толкает нас в состояние против.
It turns out that the coronavirus is pushing us to the opposite state of altruism.
It's called helpmate against him, and therefore it pushes us to the opposite of the correction in order to show us that we're still far from the correction itself.
Bulgaria 1.
Bulgaria.
Привет, Раф. А если некие ступени на перехода на этого ступени?
Hello, Rav. Are there degrees in the transition toward that state? Each one according to his needs or according to his ability?
Of course, but this is something that we're not learning about here yet. We'll have to talk about this because we're approaching this in our society and practice. Yeah, true.
Belarus.
Rav, а мы живем сейчас в период моё и
твоё. We're now living in a stage of yours is mine and mine is mine.
Of course, I want to receive everything there is.
Ala.
Next.
רק עכשיו הוא מסנטיאגו, רק עכשיו הוא חיבה את המנורה שלו.
Santiago only now turned off his green light. People really don't understand what they're supposed to do. Okay, PT10.
The text says, so do tell what will bring the public to this desire. So what elements bring the public to this state? What elements?
Which desire, Malik?
To get to the point where a person works according to his needs, or works according to his ability and receives according to his needs.
As always, you have two. Path of suffering, path of pain, or path of Torah. Path of suffering, the path of Corona and so on, or the path of Torah, dissemination and so on.
So why is he asking about this in the text? He's trying to show it? Why is he writing it?
Yeah, that's what he says. This is an article, you know, the article, The Last Generation. It's he, from time to time, wrote something out of which he probably wanted to write or make something, but it didn't pan out. PT
32. Receiving according to his needs is clear. But as Ram also explains, that there'll be a team studying what each one needs. Working according to one's ability is not clear, because in the kibbutzim, that was a problem. People didn't work as much as they could, and they became parasites.
They didn't feel that this is what they have to do. Who received their work? Where do they receive what they deserve for their hard labor from? There's no connection to the Creator, and no connection to the Creator through society. And so it all fell, because a person, an egoist, can't act any differently. And also, as Bala Sulam explained, that if the fathers, they necessarily, they had no choice. They came to work in the kibbutz and so on. They had no choice. We have to, otherwise we won't be able to make it. We won't survive. Their children, they grew up on plenty and abundance. So what do they need that for? So they run from all these things. But here it's something completely different. Here we're entering a state that if you're engaged in this, you benefit, you gain, you hold on to this, but if not, you're doomed. The virus will put everything into place, and if not this one, then the next.
So, in working according to one's strength, you won't need teams that will say how much you have to give. Each one will know by himself.
Everyone will want to do their best. Will want to do their best, because if a person's intentions will not be clean, he will not be able to survive in the new era. To be in order to bestow, it's to be in very, very limited, hard states where you're hands and legs are tied. You're tied down by your hands and legs, by your mind and heart. But if you rise in faith above reason and hold on to that with the help of society all the time, then that way you can succeed in such a way that for you the work becomes pleasure. And bestowal becomes reception. And that then you really start feeling that you're in a world that is full of plenty and abundance and light. But that's on condition that you've inverted your nature and you feel bestowal as reception. And then you're unlimited. You're unlimited in terms of time, space, quantity.
PT
23. Okay, that's... No, that's it. PT 25.
בבקשה.
נראה תחושה שיש פה משהו לא מאוזן.
Rav, it seems like there's something unbalanced here. If each one receives according to his needs, what does a person need? Very little. It works according to his ability. It seems like there'll be a huge surplus here. Shouldn't there be a quota of how much a person needs to work?
Look, he writes about it. He can't write in this excerpt. He writes that then, all in all, a person's in a society, in an environment, and the environment actually has to influence him. And this is the question. How can the environment demand of a person more than the measure to which it influences him? Because according to the forces that he receives from his environment, according to the way that they work on him, that's called the influence of the environment of a person. And this is something that we have to learn from the article. So accordingly, our people, what is a person? A person is according to his environment, to the measure to which the environment works on him. Is who he is. And therefore, there's nothing to demand of a person himself. He's under the influence of the environment, and so the environment has to educate him, and education has to be according to a person investing himself totally in the environment. And then no one educates himself. No one has to pressure himself. You understand what is happening here? I do everything only through the environment. The environment influences me, works on me in such a way that I have no place to run to. And then I become such a screw in the society, such a bolt, that I don't have to make any efforts. I act according to how they awaken me and what they think. And it's all outside of a person's ego, outside of a person's nature. He is simply blooming above himself, soaring above himself. But that's on condition that the environment fully influences him and knows how to act. Well, this ideally speaking.
When I try to clothe these discernments on today's world,
No, this isn't about today's world. Nah, I'm talking about the final corrections.
Yeah, because in our world, with so many people, if everyone work and receive only very little, only what they need, we won't be able to find employment for so many people.
Social employment.
Well, that's the question. Where will the surplus go besides people's basic needs for a society to keep its material life? So where else can you put your hours? Where else can humanity invest its free time that will be regarded as work?
In connection and through the connection, attaining the Creator.
So it includes the spiritual work too. Okay.
And only connecting and attaining the Creator. And corporeally wise, meeting our basic needs, food, something to wear, you know, your basic needs in life. That's all we need.
Mach VG2.
Remoteness from the Creator. How is it expressed in my relation with the Ten?
You have to reach a state where everything that you want to attain, you get the guidance for it and the strength, the drive, everything from the group. Everything from the group. And then you'll see how it will cost you no efforts.
Will I see it or feel it too?
Feel it. You will feel it.
Tel Aviv 3.
From where will the people have the necessity to learn?
Otherwise, he won't have the right to exist.
Another question. What is the right attitude the people should have to government decisions? And what should they ask from their leaders?
First of all, the leadership that we're talking about in the last generation consists out of people that manage society. Not the public, but people that know what society has to reach, what goal does it have to reach, how should it advance toward reaching that goal. From what we're talking about, you feel that we're gradually reaching the understanding of what kind of environment should be there and what kind of government, or more correctly put, management, and how it's supposed to behave toward the public and how the public's supposed to behave toward it and so on. It's not like it is now. And no one's jumping, and, you know, the elections that we have here and everything and the way it's going to be in the last generation is something completely different. Probably another coronavirus and more than one will have to come in order to disclose to us what we have to do.
Moscow too.
You answered part of it, but still, Balasalam leaves this question open. What components will lead society to this desire?
What will bring society to the form that we're talking about? Necessities. Necessities, just like today, and even more, that unless you do it, you die. And even worse than dying, that you'll suffer and won't be able to die. You don't understand what the laws of nature are, that you're asking such things. Maybe we can play it differently. You can't play it differently. Either you do it, or you die. And not even die, but you suffer. You want to die, but you can't. It's the laws of nature. You understand what we're talking about here? It's not that, like, you're spoiled today, that maybe not, I don't know. No, it's going to be really hard, and you'll see. Gradually, and throughout several months, you'll see the shape, the form that will take the entire world, not only we, how pressured everything becomes. Where's the water? Where's the food? Where's supplies altogether? Where's the electricity? Where are all these things? Where are we gonna get the forces to exist from? Who has work? Who doesn't? What do we do with the ill? We are approaching chaos. Chaos. With all those that are governing us today. But it's good. That's how it is. The Creator is arranging it. Kiev 2.
Rav, с помощью каких действий можно чувствовать страдания людей?
By what activities can you feel the affliction, the sorrow of people in the present and in the future, besides the prayer?
To the measure to which we behave, act more correctly in our society, in our tens, in a warmer, more gentle, more emotional way toward each other. When we start looking at the world that way, we then see how far the world still is from these kinds of relations. And this will give us the understanding of what we have to do with the world.
No? Yeah, excerpt number 25.
From the article, The Peace. When all the work of bestowal upon others is based solely on the benefit of society, it is a rickety foundation for who or what would obligate the individual to toil for society. From a dry, lifeless principle, one can never hope to derive motive power for movement, even in developed individuals. Much less for undeveloped people. Thus, the question is, where would the worker or the farmer find sufficient motive power to work? For his daily bread will not increase or decrease by his efforts, and there are no goals or rewards before him.
We
can't hear you.
Here he still doesn't give an answer. He's only asking the question, where will we take the power to bestow to others from? So here we're starting to see how nature is starting to put pressure on us, and nature in Gematria equals Elohim, the Creator. And this forces us to think about how do we start identifying with nature, identifying with it.
Ala.
Keta mispar 26, Baal HaSulam Amar Shalom.
Exit number 26, Baal HaSulam, the peace. And if you say that there is a solution to place them under supervision so that anyone who is idle at his work will be punished by denial of salary, I will ask, do tell me where the supervisors themselves would take the motive power for their work. Because standing in one place and watching over people to motivate them to work is a great effort too, perhaps more so than the work itself. Therefore, it is as though one wishes to switch on a machine without fueling it. Hence, they are doomed by nature, since nature's laws will punish them because they do not adapt themselves to obeying its commandments. Performing these acts of bestowal upon others in the form of work for the sake of the Creator, to achieve through it the purpose of creation, which is Dvekut with Him.
לתכלית מטרת הבריאה, שהוא הדבקות.
It was explained.
שדבקות הזה.
It was explained in the article Matan Torah that this דבקות comes to the worker in the measure of his pleasant and pleasurable bounty, which increases up to the desired measure for using. For rising to know his genuineness, ever developing until he is rewarded with the excessiveness implied in the words, the eye has not seen a God besides you. And imagine that the farmer and the worker were to sense this goal before them while working for the well-being of society. They would certainly not need any supervisors, since they would already have sufficient motive power for a great effort, enough to raise society to the ultimate happiness.
So, if society, directs a person to bestow to society, to others, this will give a person enough fuel to do this, and he will get a reward from society. That people will know about him, that they'll respect him.
Seth, New York.
Seth, New York.
After 14 billion years,
Bnei Baruch
should all of a sudden correct all of reality.
What's the problem? More than 14 billion years. 14 billion years that the universe exists, this is only what we grasp. But there is the horizon, there is like this line beyond which we don't see, because the light from there doesn't reach us. There is the development of the universe that's faster than the speed of light. And then, the more we send light on our part, we can't reach the boundaries of the universe. So it's more than 14 billion years. It's an infinite number of years, but it doesn't matter, because all in all, all of this infinity is a part of our limited perception. But when you rise above the limitations of time, space, and motion, you enter the spiritual realm. And there, everything's arranged completely differently according to the laws of bestowal. And then, by or through the laws of bestowal, you reach the perception of reality, and then you have no limitations. All these relations, they no longer affect you.
Set. Tov. Beseder.
Okay.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. I'm wondering if it's appropriate to express my love towards a friend in the 10 during the lesson. Is this okay?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe. The main thing is that it will be before everyone and in the direction of the goal. And better is that you have to reach the goal that we're all adhered to, and from there you can say something about now.
Toronto, Africa.
Africa.
Rav, in the article, it talks about punishments. And we also know that there's no punishments, literally. There's only corrections. So our question is, how do you differentiate between punishments and corrections in our work? And how do we correctly interchange those words in our work in dissemination?
No difference. There's no difference between punishment and correction. Everything's a correction. There are no punishments. All in all, there are no punishments. Even what happens in our world, when someone does something to someone, it's not punishment, but correction. This is how the Creator arranges it. And let's move on to our daily article. What does the rule of love another as yourself give us?